Hi, it's Mick Panesar from Amman, Jordan. I'm joining the Iraq peace team, and as I said, we're currently calling you from Amman, Jordan. We're on the way to Baghdad tomorrow morning. This is our first report, first of many, hopefully, regular reports coming up. Among the many unpublicized stories in the Middle East is the plight of Iraqi refugees in Jordan. Very typical is the story of Ahmed. In a small cafe in Amman, Ahmed struggles in a precarious situation, uncertain of his future in Jordan. Ahmed, age 25, was conscripted into the Iraqi army at a fairly young age in his late teens. A bullet wound to his leg led him to be absolved of his military duties, but once his healing had taken place, his decision not to rejoin the army led to his imprisonment. A bribe became his ticket out of prison, and he quickly found his way out of Iraq and into Amman in 2002. As with all refugees, Ahmed is subject to insecurity. As once his visa expires, he is subject to deportation, where he would be detained and once again forced to reconscript in the Iraqi military forces. Many of his friends have been deported, and as he says himself, this is one of his great fears. He himself lost his father during the Gulf War and still has some family in Baghdad. Although separated, his family is happy that he is safe, unconscripted, and has a job in Amman. Nonetheless, a U.S.-led war effort concerns him. "I don't want to see a war. I want peace," he says. And accompanying his notion of peace is the idea of social justice. I wonder how someone can bear as much as Ahmed does and carry on. I ask him how he can find hope in the face of such life conditions. He replies, "My hope is to find refuge in another country."
Hello, this is Mary Foster. I'm also with the Iraq Peace Team here in Amman this evening. When I was listening to Ahmad talk about his experiences in the army and later his experiences living here in Jordan, it occurred to me that our distinction that we often make in Canada between people who are in the civilian and in the military sectors really has no bearing on the situation in Iraq. Like Ahmed, many in the Iraqi army are there because they have very little choice. Even running away is not a very good option. In addition to the pain of separation from your family and your home and your culture, you're facing very difficult restraints when you come to a place like Jordan. Even if you get in the country, recently there's been new restrictions on people trying to get from Iraq into Jordan. It's very difficult for men of military age to get into Jordan now. This is something new. And they're also given two-week visas, which means it's very difficult for them to stay. We heard from another person who was staying in the hotel here that we're staying in that he had some great trouble in getting across the border. At first, they told him he couldn't come across at all. When he explained to them that he was sick and trying to get in to see his wife and his son, someone else came up, and just by a lucky chance, they allowed him to come into the country. But very few people who aren't just transiting through the country are allowed in. In addition, there's a new implementation of discriminatory laws in employment here in Jordan. There have always been discriminatory laws, which make it very difficult for Iraqis to get work here. But now there seems to be a new zeal for making sure that a lot of Iraqis are not employed. This means that when you go down into the downtown area, apparently about half the people that are living on the streets in that area that are homeless, either literally or living in communities of maybe 20 in one apartment, are from Iraq. Getting visas renewed is now a new problem as well. It used to be that three-month visas could be renewed with little or no problem for students or people here on a work visa. But now people are increasingly facing what they're describing in their own community as a random pick of being deported back to Iraq. People like Ahmed may well just be picked up by the police and turned over to the authorities in Iraq and not allowed to come back into Jordan. Very difficult and very dangerous for him. They're reducing, as well as not extending the visas, they're reducing them, the time length that they have here. Iraqis here are also facing the problem that there almost no social services are extended to them. They are not. They don't have access to health care. They don't have access to education. This means that, again, they are marginalized economically and find it very difficult. So people like Ahmed, who'd make the choice to flee, are, first of all, increasingly, it's not an option because they can't flee. And secondly, it's a very difficult life that they choose. When we asked Ahmed whether he felt vulnerable living here, he smiled quite wryly and said that, in fact, Iraqis have felt that way for a long time now.
Hi, this is Lisa talking from Jordan, Amman, Jordan. I wanted to talk about the refugee life. When Iraqis came here, the first waves in the 90s, a lot of them were highly educated, could find work as teachers. They would find work as teachers and be less paid, for example. In 91, when they started making refugee camps, they had been made for the so-called others, like Egyptians, Saudians, Sudanese that were living in Iraq. After 92, the biggest wave of Iraqi refugees was like 200,000 people. Today, the refugee camps are already contracted for, planned in the east of Jordan for a few hundred thousand people. When we met somebody like Ahmed, you can't tell. His shirt is pressed. He looks good. He looks like he looks like you and I, and doesn't look like he's missing anything. But is it acceptable to not have a country, to not have protection? Is it acceptable to be separated by circumstance from the people that one loves? Is it acceptable to have to think in terms of survival, in terms of persecution? Is it acceptable to be nowhere welcome? What does it do when one doesn't want to fight for one's own country? There are a lot of questions that are raised by this coming imminent sort of war. It is already a difficult situation, and it would no doubt be becoming worse. I just want to say bye-bye from Amman. I want to say stay tuned for more reports from the Iraqi peace team. And if you want more information, go to the site www.nowar-pay.ca. Take care. Peace.
That's www.nowar-paix.ca. For regular reports from the Iraq Peace Team, stay tuned to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal every weekday at 5 p.m.